Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Time to go on the pace with Amanda Rando. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Cozzy. Yeah, this morning I thought we'd catch up with Team Tritton. They're fresh from a holiday, holidaying over in Bali, and they've hit the ground running since they've come back getting winners. And Shane and Lauren Tritton trained a treble at Menangle yesterday. And now they're one win away from training 300 winners as a training partnership, which is just remarkable because it was only a couple of years ago that they formed the official training partnership. So we've got one part of that partnership today on the phone, and that's Lauren Tritton.
Hey, Amanda. How you going?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, so yesterday, good result for the stable, training three winners. And one of the standouts was Elderberry Stride, which won first up for the stable.
Yeah, look, he's an exciting prospect for us. You know, he had a bad start to his career, and which led to 28 months on the sideline. And he has worked hard to get back to the races and slowly to get back to the races, but full credit to Shane actually with that. He's taken a lot of time with him and done some things with him and bring him back, and he was impressive yesterday winning in a 52 mile race.
Yeah, that mile rate was a career best for this horse. He's a five-year-old, and he had a bit of a leg issue, hence why he was off the sideline for so long, isn't that right?
Yeah, he had a serious tendon issue, Amanda, and, you know, he actually, owner Emilio Rosati had decided to retire the horse as he had a pretty serious hole in his tendon. So he was talking about him to me one day, and I asked if I could have a go and just see if we could, you know, sort of get him a bit sound and going again, and he agreed to it. And you know, we were of the opinion that if things didn't work out, that, you know, he'd just go straight back to the paddock and retire again. And, yeah, his leg come good, and he was sound, and we just got to keep him ticking over now.
Yeah, no, remarkable results. Well, a race later, you were back in the winner's circle again yesterday with Bo Hannon, who's another relatively new horse for your stable, and he won well last week and was just too good for him again yesterday.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. Amanda, he's a big strong horse. He's, you know, a little bit docile, but he does the job, and we've had six starts with him now for five checks, so you know he's going to be a really good horse moneymaker for the owner. And you know, he's really good for us too, because he keeps going out there and he's impressive every time. You know, he sort of looks beaten, but another horse challenges him, and he sort of doesn't throw the towel in. So I really like him.
Yeah, do you guys have any plans for him, or it's just sort of race by race at this stage?
It's just race by race at this stage. Like I said, he never really looks like he's a world beater, so, but he always seems to get the job done. So, you know, he's only low in grade as well, so he'll just keep being race to race at the moment, and we'll see what comes up for him.
All right. And then you ended the day with taking out the claiming race with Murray, who's actually done a pretty good job for the stable. In 17 starts this season, he's produced five wins, and he ran a career best time yesterday, went 150.4, so, and did it quite easily.
Yeah, he actually impressed me, Murray, yesterday. He's a bit of a quirky. He has a lot of bad habits, and he's a little bit naughty, but you know, we were all sort of worrying about the incident that happened at the start, and I think Murray wasn't concentrating on how fast he was actually rolling either, and sort of surprised himself. But I was really impressed with him yesterday, and like you said, he's got a really good record for us, and he's only had 34 career starts, so you know, he's quite fresh on the scene, and he is getting better. He did have a lot of gait issues, but you know, he's getting better, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, and another horse for the stable that has had gait issues, well, not gait issues, but having problem at the start of his races, was Colossal Stride, and he put it all together at Menangle last Saturday night to take out one of the Kevin and Kay Seymour Evolution Series final. I bet you would have been pretty happy with his effort on Saturday.
Yeah, I was, and like you said, he does have those gait issues, but once he gets it all together and puts it all together, he's actually quite impressive. And I really like this horse. He's got no idea what he's doing, and he sort of follows the other horses, so when he sort of hits the front, he's not really sure what to do. But he'll put it all together one day, and he'll be really, really impressive. And I really like him. He's taken a long time for us to figure out, but he's the only horse I've ever trained that actually enjoys cantering in his hobbles. So, once we figure that out and sort of push it all to the side, he'll be something really special.
And what's the next step for Colossal Stride?
I think he's Breeders' Challenge, so he'll head to that. So.
All right. Yep. Well, yeah, the heats of that are coming up at the end of this month.
Yep.
Saturday night, the stable walked away with a Quinella a double. Race 8, you won with Most Happy Cullen, who was first up for the stable and ran a pretty slick time, went 152.3. So, and he's in again this Saturday night.
Yeah. So Most Happy Cullen was sent to us from the Quinlans. He's really impressive. I really like him. I actually hadn't driven him before Saturday night, so he's quite relatively new to our stable, and he did it really impressive. And the more I sort of pushed him, the faster he went. So I'm really looking forward to the future with him. And it's a credit to the Quinlans. He turned up in perfect condition, and we basically could have just put him in straight away. So, yeah, I really like that horse.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, he's in this Saturday night. He's in going around in race 4. Drew outside the front row, though. Is that a problem, do you see, at all? Or he's a horse that can make his own luck, do you think, after having that first drive?
Yeah, that will be interesting, the outside draw. I think I'm going to have to go back from there. I just don't think he's quite quick enough to cross, and I don't really know that much about him yet. But like he showed last week that he was super fast at the end, so we'll just use that and just see how we go.
All right. Well, yeah, you've got 7 runners in on Saturday night at Menangle, which is actually a bit of a quiet one for you guys. But do you have any standout horses that the listeners can follow, do you think?
Yeah, look, really a horse to follow in our stable would be Big Bang Leonard. I know he's been racing in claimers, but he's working super, and he's going to be really impressive. Barrier 1 worries me a little bit because I'm not quite sure how he is out the gate, but yeah, it's definitely a horse to follow, and I really like this horse. I think he's going to be something quite special.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, he is first up for the stable as well. One horse that has been special to your stable that's just been recently retired is Mark Beauty. It was it a bit sad to see him go?
It was quite sad, and to watch Shane lead him away was quite emotional for all of us. You know, he's been around for a long time with us, and he basically started all of our careers off, Shane and me, as in the driving ranks. So, you know, it was a really emotional time for us, but it was his time. He had a reoccurring injury, and it just wasn't fair. So we Zach and all the other owners and us made a decision that it was time for Mac to retire. And it's sad because he doesn't like being retired. He enjoys being in work. We've actually tried to go down this path before, but it was his time, and I hope he enjoys it. And we've got to thank him for all the memories.
Yeah, well, he won $509,000 in prize money, and in 128 starts produced 25 wins and 38 placings. So I'm sure he'll enjoy a very happy retirement. Are there any plans for his life off the track?
Well, he'll just at the moment, no, but he'll just sort of make sure that he's sound and everything before Zach makes any decisions with him. But he's quite close. Friends with the Hero program down in Melbourne, so he might join his old mate Slav Stru Lombo in the Hero program maybe, and hopefully we can see him do something special because I know how much he enjoys pleasing people.
Well, just before I let you go as well, Lauren, you recently competed at the Sydney Royal Easter Show with a couple of your retired standardbreds.
Yeah, it was really good fun. A lot of stress, a lot of hard work, and a lot of time went into that, but we pulled off the win, and I was really happy. It was quite an emotional day because it was a long day. It was a 3:30 a.m. start, so Awesome Collect was an old racehorse of mine that had 25 starts, and he just had a reoccurring knee injury that retired him from racing early, and he went out into the staying class, won his staying class, and then took out overall champion standardbred exhibit, which was quite impressive for him. He, a stallion with all that atmosphere and you know, quite recently. He's only been off the track for 6 months, for him to go out there and do that. And to see a couple of my old racehorses that Shane and I have trained as well go out there and win or compete in their classes was quite good as well. And I think we all of us represented the Standard Breds quite well at the Easter show, and we got a lot of comments from outside of, you know, the show people and the spectators as well, how well we represented our breed. So it was a really good day.
Yeah, and that was good. It was the first time in 12 years that Standard Breds are at the Royal Sydney Royal Easter Show. So, no, fantastic result. All right, well, thanks for your time this morning, Lauren. Best of luck for Menangle Saturday night, and keep up the good work.
Great. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks,
good
Lauren.
On you, Amanda.
Yeah, thanks, Cozzy. There you have it. Lauren Tritton and her husband, Shane, just training winner after a winner and doing a great job here in the racing ranks in New South Wales and also off the track with their retired Standard Breds.
Absolutely fantastic. We'll catch you tomorrow morning when we go on the pace again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cozzy.